keep it on here.
Yes.
Later on you'll open it up and then you can use it.
Yes.
Why is that light on?
Thank you.
washing
clothing, getting water and food.
这样的话可以使人们在那个河里可以沐浴，可以洗衣服等等。
So today we're going to read two verses.
今天我们呢要学两首两节诗。
As you will see, the verses today are like two sides of a coin.
那我们可以看到，就是今天的这两节诗呢，就像一个硬币的两面一样。
One of the verses tells you what you should do.
一节诗告诉大家应该做什么。
And the other one tells you what you should not do.
另一节诗告诉大家什么不应该做。
Like two sides of a coin.
就像一个硬币的两面一样。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 在物质世界里头呢，人们评判是否成功的这种标准是吃的有多好，睡的有多好，那个过性生活过得怎么好。
All of these are ways in which the body becomes satisfied.
那这些呢，就是好像让那个身体呢，就是变得满足。
But we are not the body.
但是我们实际上不是躯体。
We are the soul.
我们是灵魂。
And if we give all of our attention to satisfying the body, then the soul will not find happiness.
如果我们就是想方设法的只是为了满足身体的话，那么灵魂就不会感到满足了。
Now just keep that going.
不用再传。
We're getting distracted.
对，要不然。
You keep it on.
你先
站着。So, but what does this mean? Should we neglect the body?
但是这是不是意味着我们就要忽视我们的身体呢？
That we cannot do.
我们不能这样做。
So what we should do is in a very modest way, in a moderate way, satisfy the needs of the body.
那我们呢，应该是就是保持那个躯体的基本的需要。
Not too much, not too little.
不是太多，不是太少，保持中庸。
Regulated.
要有规律。
That's called the great middle path.
这个就叫我们说的中庸之道。
Who taught that? China.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. You don't know your Chinese form. Yeah, we should go by the middle path.
对，这是孔子告诉我们的，我们应该走中庸之道。
Actually, if we look at the great masters of Chinese philosophy, we will find many truths there.
那如果我们研究一下，就是我们古老的中国的那些个伟大的老师们，我们可以看到他们讲了很多的真理。
You will see in the next book of that story, what we can call, what do we call it, the science of yoga, what is the name of the book? The second volume, you will see how Krishna consciousness and Chinese philosophy are coming together.
在那个 Gurudev 写的那个下一本书里，也就是李广师的下部，或者叫打开生命的心结下部，我们就到时候就会看到那个我们的这个奉爱瑜伽 Krishna 培养 Krishna 意识的方法和我们中国的那个哲学是怎么样完美的结合起来。
But we should not become confused. Sometimes our philosophy will be different.
那个我们但是呢不应该变得就是迷惑了。那有的时候我们的哲学还是不一样。
For example, it is very hard to find in Chinese philosophy a clear idea of a supreme personality of God.
那这个Krishna 意识的哲学跟中国的这个哲学不一样的地方，就是你在中国的这些个哲学里面很难发现有关至尊人格守神的这种概念。
This may be the biggest difference.
这个是最大的区别。
Some forms of Buddhism, like Pure Land Buddhism, they also teach about praying to Amitabha.
那你比方说中国的这个宗教哲学里面佛教的净土宗，他也在教人们念阿弥陀佛。
But they also say that when you reach the highest stage, you should go also beyond that.
但是呢，他们也说，当你超过了这个阿弥陀佛的境界以后，你应该再往上去。
So still they don't come finally to the supreme personality of God.
这就意味着他们实际上并没有最后到达最终的点，至尊人格守神。
开始就 disagree。
开始你不同意
他同意，他说你要不同意你可以说。
开始 is listening to what I'm saying, is also listening to your translation.
哦，那个开始是一边听 Gurudev 讲什么，一边听我的那个翻译。
I know.
他因为他是个学哲学的，大学的。
That's why I'm asking you.
所以这就是为什么我在问他这个问题。
Sometimes the way devotees of Krishna consciousness present other religions, people who are members of the other religions cannot even recognize that they're having their own religion spoken about. It sounds so different because we present it in our own way.
有的时候就是 Krishna 意培养 Krishna 意识的奉献者，当他们在谈其他宗教的时候，人家那个其他宗教的人听着都不知道是在讲自己的宗教。为什么呢？因为 Krishna 意识的奉献者他是以他自己的一些个想法在讲其他的宗教。
So Kaiser knows something of Chinese philosophy.
那 Kaiser 他知道那个一些中国的哲学。
So I wanted to see if he was approving of what I was saying.
所以呢，我要看一看他同意不同意我说的。
No problem.
没问题。
Now, why does it say collecting more funds than required is not good?
为什么说就是积累那个过多的钱财，超过自己需要的钱财，对自己的灵修生活不好呢？
Don't we want more money?
我们不想要更多的钱吗？
Or another way to ask the question, is money good or is money bad?
或者呢，用另外一个方式问问题，就是钱是好东西还是坏东西？
How many people think money is good? Raise your hand.
谁要是认为钱是好东西的，就举手。
可以做售卖
的物。Can use the money
in promotional sales. How many people think it is bad?
那有多少人认为钱是不好的东西呢？
Two people raising hands both times.
只有两个人一直好坏都举手。
How many people are not sure?
有多少人觉得说不准是好东西还是坏东西？
中庸，中庸。
Middle class.
Yeah, it is a middle class.
实际上是中庸啊。
One time.We were in Bombay, and one time I was in India, and I met a follower of another guru.
有一次，那个 Gurudev 在这个印度的时候，遇到了其他的一个派别里面的一个老师的追随者。
So he told me that his guru was very pure.
那个他的老师的追随者学生就跟 Gurudev 就讲说，他的灵性导师特别的纯洁，特别的净化，从来不碰钱。
And yeah, you know, when he had to go over to another country, he had never handled money. So when he was given the money.You know, he was like a child. He put the money on the table like this, and he was counting how much money he had.
由于他从来没有碰过钱，那他从一个城市到另外一个城市，他也不知道那个钱。人家如果给他捐款的话呢，他必须像个孩子似的，把那个钱一张一张一张的放在桌子上，完了就这样数钱。
He was so innocent.
他是那么的无辜的样子。
And he said, "This shows how pure my guru is."
那个学生就说，这个就表现说我的灵性导师有多么的纯洁。
Then I told him that Prabhupada, my guru, was very different.
那 Gurudev 就告诉那个学生说，帕布帕德，我的灵性导师跟他不一样。
That when I gave him money, then he took the money in his hand like a bank.
他说，当我把钱给我的老师的时候，我的老师拿钱的那个方式就像那个银行里的出纳一样。
And he was counting like this.
这么数钱像出纳那样数。
I said, that's how I said, but I think my guru is even more pure than your guru.
他说，但是呢，我认为我的灵性导师比你的灵性导师更纯洁。
Because he knows the value of the money for serving Krishna.
因为他知道这个钱的价值，怎么样用钱来为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。
So we are not against money.
因此呢，我们并不反对钱。
We are not against anything in the material world.
我们也不反对物质世界里头的任何东西。
If it can be used in Krishna's service.
只要这些东西能够用来为 Krishna 做服务就好。
But we should be careful.
但是我们必须小心。
The first thing we must be careful is that in the name of using something for Krishna, we use it for ourselves.
第一件要注意的事情就是说，把我们好像名义上说要想用这些钱来为 Krishna 做服务，但是实际上是用自己，用来为自己。
One time I went to a temple in Washington, a Krishna temple in Washington D.C.
那有一次呢，我就去了那个华盛顿的那个城市里面的一个神庙。
And I saw the room they had made for Prabhupada.
那我就看到了那个庙里面的为帕布帕德所准备的一个房间。
It was all very new furniture, very, very first class arrangements.
那个房间里面的那些家具啊，什么都是新的，而且摆设是一流的。
So I praised the temple president that you have made such nice arrangements for your guru.
然后呢，那个 Gurudev 就是表扬那个。庙里面的那个庙长说，你为你的灵性导师做了那么好的这个安排。
And the next time I came there, I found the room was empty.
那等到第二次再去的时候呢，发现那房间是空的。
I asked him, where is all of the things, Prabhupada's furniture?
那他就问那个庙长说，那个帕帕德的所有的那些个家具呢，东西都哪去了？
He said, oh, now I have now that Prabhupada has used it, it has become prasadam. Prasadam doesn't only mean food, it means something touching Krishna or Guru. Anything used by Krishna or Guru is the prasadam.
那个 prasadam 的意思并不是指那个光指那个食物，是 Krishna 还有灵性导师他们碰过的任何东西，可以说是 prasadam。
Just like that garland is now that Sophia is wearing is a prasadam garland。
他说就像那个索菲亚那个正田就是戴的那个花环就是 prasadam。
That Krishna or Krishna's devotees touch and use.After you get it, then it becomes prasad. Prasad means mercy.
Prasadam 的意思是仁慈，任何就是 Krishna 碰过或者用过，灵性导师碰过用过的东西，你得到那都是 prasadam 仁慈。
Another problem is that in trying to get things for using for Krishna, like money or other things, we may work very hard.
那另外一个要得的事情就是说我们为了得到钱为 Krishna 做奉爱服务结果我们就是拼命的工作
But if we work so hard that we forget Krishna who we're working for then what is the use?
但是呢当我们拼命的工作到把 Krishna 给忘了的话那还有什么意义呢
Just like Radhanath Swami told me of a story yesterday
就像那个昨天那个
Radhanath Swami. Remember yesterday when we were chanting, he was sitting on this side and he was chanting very nicely. He was the one who led the last kirtan.
那个 Swami, 他是昨天最后一个领唱 kirtan 的那位。
So he had a disciple who was a brahmachari.
那他呢有一个学生是 brahmachari 真守生。
And who got married.
那那个真守生后来就结婚了。
And went to America and became a very successful businessman.
那他结婚以后他就去了美国，结果就变成一个很成功的商人。
He became so successful that one big company wanted to sign a contract with his company in which they would the profit immediately would be 6 crores of rupees, which is dollars. 6 crores of rupees, how much dollars?40 rupees in a dollar, huh? Okay, say $2 million. $2 million immediately profit.
那这个人是那么的成功，结果呢，他做生意是那么的成功，他跟一个大的公司呢就签订了一项合约，只要他在某一段时间里头把所有那个公司要的货全部都给他的话，他马上就能赚200万的美金。
And this devotee always gives 50% of all the money he earns to the use of the temple in of his guru.
那这个奉献者呢他是把他的全就赚的钱的50%总是给他的灵性导师用来为庙宇啊什么做服务
But the company told him that we will agree for the contract if you promise to stay in America for 5 years to manage your company because we have faith in you and unless you agreeWe won't sign the contract.
那可是那个大的公司跟他就签订合约的时候呢，就有一个条件说，因为我们特别的信任你，所以呢，你如果要是答应做这笔货的话，你必须在5年之内不能离开美国，那我们才跟你。
Then the disciple talked to his guru, and his guru, they said, the disciple and his wife said, we are feeling very much like we're missing being in India. We want to come back in 1 or 2 years.We feel in 5 years it would be so contaminating for us, we may lose our Krishna consciousness. At the same time, they're going to pay us so much money that we want to give to the temple. What should we do?
那对夫妻啊，就问他们的灵性导师说，一方面呢，我们希望能够在美国待1-2年就回到印度来，因为在美国待5年的话，我们觉得就被污染得很厉害了。所以我们想只要1-2年就回来就好可是另外一方面呢他们付我们那么多钱我们又想得到这个钱用它来为 Krishna 做服务我们应该怎么办呢
So the guru answered you should do what is best for your spiritual life, even if it means you cannot have the contract. If you feel that you must come back to India to keep your Krishna consciousness, then forget about the money.
那他的灵性导师就告诉他说，你应该衡量什么怎么样的一个做法对你的灵性生活是最好的。如果你认为就是回到一两年以后回到印度来对你的灵性生活好的话，那你就不要考虑那个钱了。
So the point is, the moral of the story, anyway, what happened is he went back and told the company, and the company said, okay, never mind, we'll take out that clause about 5 years and we'll still sign the contract.
结果后来那个他的这个一对夫妻啊，他就回去就跟那个大公司就讲了他们的实话，可是呢那个大公司就很赞赏他们，说不管怎么样我们还是要你的就提供的这些衣服，然后五年以后我们还会跟你继续签合约。
But the moral of the story is that we should put our spiritual needs first, and if the money can be earned easily enough withoutsacrificing our spiritual advancement, then it is okay. But to work so hard when you lose your Krishna consciousness, that is not true.
所以呢，这个故事的这个重点就是说，我们应该把灵性生活、培养 Krishna 意识放在第一位。如果我们赚钱能够很轻易的赚钱，同时又能够灵修的话，那我们就这样做。但是如果我们赚钱赚得太辛苦了，最后让你都忘了 Krishna， 那就不要这么做。
So I think we have covered number two, over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to obtain.
那他说呢，我想我刚才讲的这个重点已经把那个第二条，就是说努力追求很难得到的世俗事物这一点已经给讲过了。
We've covered that topic.
对吧？我们已经讲过了。
Three, talking unnecessarily about mundane subject matter.
第三个，这个做奉爱服务要不得的事情就是闲扯世俗的话题。
Do you ever find yourself doing this?
你们大家有没有发现自己在做这些闲扯世俗的
talking about mundane subject matter?
一直在闲扯世俗的话题。
And we all do this too much.
他说我们都是一直在做，老是在这么做。
So this is not helpful for your Krishna consciousness.
而这个对我们的 Krishna 意识是没有帮助的。
Because whenever you talk about, the mind becomes absorptive.
因为人一旦开始讲话，讲一个什么话题，你的那个心就变得专注于这个话题了，内容。
How can we avoid talking about mundane subject matter?
那我们怎么才能够避免去闲扯世俗的话题呢？
The tongue wants to talk.
那个舌头想说话呀。
Then we have to speak about Krishna.
那我们就必须谈有关 Krishna 的话题。
The chances are that if we are with devotees more, we will speak more about Krishna.
那如果我们能够跟奉献者多在一起的话，我们就能够多谈 Krishna。
And whatever you hear, you will naturally speak.
你不论听到过什么东西，自然的你想去讲。
So if you make a habit of hearing more and more about Krishna, then what comes out will also be about Krishna.
那如果大家能够就是把听越来越多的有关 Krishna 的内容变得已经是一种习惯的话，那自然的我们到时候弹出来的就是 Krishna.
Just like every day I listen to one lecture of Prabhupada on the tape.
就像我啊 Gurudev 每天早上都听一个帕布帕德的磁带。
That spiritual vibration of Prabhupada's voice and his words have become part of my regular life.
那个帕布帕德所讲的话，他所发出的声音，这种灵性的声音震荡，听这种灵性的声音震荡，已经成了 Gurudev 的生活当中的一部分。
Then I can never forget the mission of my guru.
这样的话，他就永远都不会忘记他的灵性导师的使命。
I'm always reminded every day by hearing, and therefore I speak about Krishna and talk about Krishna.
那所以呢，因为 Gurudev 他每天都坚持听他的灵性导师的一个磁带，所以他每天也就能够一直不断的讲有关 Krishna， 聆听有关 Krishna。
Talking about how to serve Krishna is also not a mundane talk.
那谈论有关怎么样为 Krishna 做奉爱服务。那个也不是世俗的话题。
Just like if I ask you, have you slept all right?
就像我刚才问你们，你们昨天晚上睡得好吗？
That seems to be a material topic.
这听起来好像是一个物质的话题。
But I don't think it is.
但是我不这样认为。
Because your body is being used to serve Krishna.
因为你们的身体现在是用来为 Krishna 做服务。
So if we take care of talking about how, just like we asked Tirtharaj Prabhu, how is your health today? That is not a mundane topic, because his body is being used in the service of Guru and Krishna.
那就像我刚才问 Tirtharaj Prabhu, 就是他的身体好没好一些，这些不是世俗的话题，因为他的身体已经用来为 Krishna 做服务。
If you have a vehicle and you take care of your car, the car is being used in Krishna's service. So to talk about how to maintain the car, to talk about how to maintain your house, all of these things are in connection to Krishna. You can talk about it.
那如果我们大家有一辆车的话，而这辆车呢是用来为 Krishna 做服务，那我们就谈论怎么样就是维修这辆车，把它保养好，这个话题就不是世俗的话题。所以谈论有关修车呀，什么那个我们的房子啊，这些都是为 Krishna 做服务的，这些就不算世俗。
But again, the problem is that you may forget that they're connected to Krishna.
但是问题是，我们有的时候忘了这些东西都是跟 Krishna 有联系的。
Then it becomes mundane.
那如果我们忘了这一点的话，那就变成了世俗的话。
Just like if I ask you, where do you'll say to me, when I say to you, where do you live, you'll say, this is my house.
那就是比方说，当我问你，你住在哪儿啊？完了，你跟我说，这个是我的房子。
This is my room.
这个是我的房间。
But actually, you should think that the room and house belongs to Krishna.
他说，但是实际上，我们应该想，这个房子，这个房间是属于 Krishna。
And you are the servant of Krishna, living in the house, looking after Krishna.
那你呢？就是说，是 Krishna 的仆人，你住在这个房间里头，你在为 Krishna 做服务 ，Krishna 在照顾。
You should make your house into a temple.
你应该把你的房子把它变成一座庙。
Perhaps when you are ready, you can have a little deities in each of your homes.
当大家都在宁静呢，就是准备以后呢。最好都能够在自己的房子里面崇拜小小的神像。
I think that now, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have come to my home. It is their home. I'm offering the house to them, the apartment to them, and I am simply their servant.
然后呢，脑子里就应该想，你看现在呢，这个房子 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu 来到这个房子了，这个房子是他们的房子，那我呢是他们的仆人，我呢就是在这儿呢好好的照顾他们。
Practicing the scriptural rules and regulations only for the sake of following them and not for the sake of spiritual advancement.Or rejecting the rules and regulations of the scriptures and working independently or whimsically.
第四项做奉爱服务要不得的就是不是为了灵性进步的缘故，仅仅为了遵守而机械的遵守经典上的规范守则，或者不遵守经典上的规范守则，随心所欲的独立行事。
Again, the middle path.
再一次强调，应该走中庸之道。
It says that there are so many rules and regulations to follow, but we should remember why we are following.
那么经典上呢，还记载了很多的我们应该遵守的这些规范守则，但是我们必须明白我们为什么要遵守这些规范守则。
I give you an example.
我给你们举个例子。
This morning I came into the temple.
今天早上我去了庙堂。
And I saw my godbrother, one of my godbrothers who I had not seen for some time, and he was offering obeisance in front of Prabhupada's Vyasa-san. So I went and offered my obeisance at the same time, so that when he got up, he would see me.
那今天早上我去庙堂的时候呢，我就见到了一位我很长时间没有见到的一位神兄弟。那他呢就正在那个帕布帕德的那个像前面在顶拜，所以呢 Gurudev 也去了，也在同时也顶拜。这样的话，等到起来的时候，互相就能看见，他就能看到
Gurudev. Okay, so, and he got up and we saw each other and we embraced.
那他当他起来就看到 Gurudev 也在那儿，所以他们两个就互相拥抱。
Then I was coming, going to go back to my room, and I was about to go up, but I thought to myself, actually, I have not actually offered my obeisances to Prabhupada properly. Actually, in my mind, I did what, mechanically I offered my obeisances, but the purpose for which one offers obeisances is to surrender oneself before Guru. That I had not yet done. So I went back to the Vyasasan and did it properly this time, giving my heart to Prabhupada when I bowed down.
由于他第一次他在那边顶拜的时候，他想的是那个人起来能看见他，所以呢，他顶拜完了，他们拥抱完了以后，他等他要快回来回到这个房间的时候，突然他就想，我刚才这个顶拜的时候，实际上我只是在机械的做，也就是外在的，我好像在顶拜，但是呢，我的心并没有在啪啪的那个地方。那个给啪啪的顶拜的意思就是说，把我们自己完全的献给灵性导师，投靠他。可是当时我的心态不是这个样子的，所以呢，他这么想完，他就又回去了，就是充满着爱心的，又重新顶拜了一下他的灵性导师。
So following rules and regulations should not be mechanical.
因此，遵守规范守则不应该是机械的遵守。
You have achieved the real purpose of the rule, which is to bring you closer to Krishna.
应该是靠遵守规范守则，让我们更近的达到这个人生的目标，也就是让我们跟 Krishna 能够更近。
Just like every day you're chanting on beats.
就像我们每天都在念珠上念 Hare Krishna.
It can become very mechanical. Is the right word in Chinese? And it can become very mechanical.
那也可能大家做的就会可以是特别机械的这种做。
Oh, I have to do so many times around, so, you know, just not chanting attentively.
那脑子里想的是，哎呀，反正我今天必须完成我的功课，必须要念那么多圈，因此在念的时候呢，脑子里头就乱想，不是那种专注的在念。
Now someone may say, so that, of course, that is not correct. That is not the way. You should chant.The way you should chant on your beads is like a baby crying for its mother.
那当然了，如果是这样的机械的在念的话，就是不对的了。我们真正在念珠上念 Hare Krishna Mantra， 应该像一个婴儿呼唤自己的母亲一样那样在念。
For a baby, the mother is everything.
那对于一个婴儿来说，母亲就是他的一切。
So we should feel Krishna is everything, and we're calling Krishna, Krishna, please take me.
所以呢，我们应该感到 Krishna 是我们生命中的一切，因此呢，应该就是呼唤他 Krishna Krishna。
Now you may say, but well, I don't have those feelings, so maybe there's no use to do the rules and regulations until the feeling comes. I will just not bother to do.
那有的人可能就说了，反正我现在对 Krishna 没有什么感觉，所以因此呢。需要就是遵守这些规范守则，直到我心里开始对他有感觉了，我才开始做。
That is also wrong.
这样想也是错误的。
Even it is better to do it mechanically than to not do it.
那个机械的做比不做要强。
But better to do it with good feeling.
但是最好是怀着很好的情感去做。
Associating with, one should not associate with worldly minded persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
第五项做奉爱服务要不得的就是与满脑子世俗观念对 Krishna 意识不感兴趣的人联谊。
Now what will we do with this? Because we have to live in the world.
那我们该怎么办呢？这一条我们怎么遵守？我们必须在世上活着呀。
You have family members who are not Krishna conscious.
你们大家可能有这个家人对 Krishna 意识根本不感兴趣。
If you have a job, there are so many people who are not Krishna conscious.
如果你是工作的话，那你的那些同事可能跟对 Krishna 意识不感兴趣。
Practically, almost all the people in the world, doesn't mean we should have nothing to do with them.
那基本上那个世界上大多数的人对 Krishna 意识没有兴趣，那怎么办呢？我们怎么生活呢？
This depends on how advanced you are.
这个主要是取决于我们自己有多进步。
A pure devotee can associate with anyone, and just by their influence, the person will become favorable to Krishna.
纯粹的奉献者，他可以跟任何人接触，而且凭他的那个灵性的力量，他可以把任何人就转变成 Krishna 意识。
We saw so many. I have seen like my godbrother Keshe Barth.
让我看到很多这样的例子，比方说我的灵性兄弟
Keshe Barth。
He'll make a telephone call to arrange his ticket on the airline, and he starts talking, you know, with the person who he's talking to, and gradually he brings them to. He starts somehow he makes them so favorable.That he may even start talking about Krishna with him on
that. 他刚才说的这个人就是说他可能只是为了打一个电话呀订一张机票但是他在这个电话上跟人家说呀说那么对方特别的喜欢他结果呢不知道怎么回事他就把 Krishna 的话题就谈出来了
We are very friendly to everyone.
如果我们对每一个人都是很友好的话
Then that will give a good influence to them.
那这样的话就会给人们一个好的印象。
One time I was giving Prabhupada a massage.
有一次我在给帕布帕德按摩的时候。
He had just woken up.
他呢是刚刚醒来。
He was quite old at that time.
那个时候呢，帕布帕德已经相当的老了。
And he always wanted me to be there when he woke up.
当他那个时候他相当老了，当每一次他醒来的时候，都希望这个 Gurudev 能够在他身边。
So.He would sit up in the bed and he would have me rub his back.
那他呢就会坐在那个床上，然后让那个 Gurudev 就这样摸那个按摩他的背。
So he told me that he just had a dream.
那在 Gurudev 这么做的时候呢，啪啪的就跟他讲了，他说我刚刚做了一个梦。
He dreamt that there was a big kirtan party.
他就做梦，就是有一个特别大的这个大很多人聚会，在唱 Hare Krishna 的那个 kirtan。
I think sometimes you go out in the park and chant Hare Krishna。
他说有的时候我们到公园里头 ，Yes every week。我就像我们每个星期在台中到那个公园里唱。
And so he said that gradually as the chanting was going on, the non-chanters, the non-devotees were coming over and becoming chanters.
那帕帕的做的这个梦就是什么呢？有一很多很多的人在那个一起唱哈瑞克什的 mantra， 结果唱啊唱啊，逐渐的那些个旁边不唱的人也逐渐就唱起来。
So I asked Papa, did any of the chanters become non-chanters? Did any of the devotees go and join the non-devotees?
那他就问帕帕的说，在你的梦里头有没有那些个唱哈瑞克什的人最后就不唱了？那些个奉献者。就变成就不是奉献者了。
Prabhupada said, "How can that be possible?"
后来帕帕说，这怎么可能呢
？He said, "Their name is already written in Krishna's book for going back to home, back to Godhead."
帕帕的说，这些人的名字已经写在这个 Krishna 的那个笔记本里头了，谁该回灵性世界
？Is that TKG's diary translated yet? There is a translation.
In China.
You should get a copy and do your type of it. It's already translated. So, the point is that you should be, you can associate with someone else who's not a devotee if you can influence them in a nice way.
这个重点就是说，如果我们有能力以某一种方式影响对方的话，我们就可以跟那个非奉献者交往，然后让他们具有 Krishna 意识。
And that may not be even that you can talk about Krishna, but at least if you can be nice and persuade them in good qualities.
并不见得说我们必须要说 Krishna 的事情，只要我们就是以一种很好的行为举止、待人接物的方式，让人家看我们培养 Krishna 意识的人的那个品德有多好。
But don't you become influenced by them.
但是千万不要最后你变得跟他一样。
Being one should not be greedy for mundane achievements.
第六条要不得的就是贪图世俗的成就。
What about spiritual achievements?
那有关灵性的成就呢？怎么说
？Just like someone wants to become a leader of devotees.
就像有人想成为奉献者的领导一样。
Is this a good quality or not?
这个是好的品德还是不好的？
of and have many students? Is it a good desire or not?
这个想成为一个大的老师，然后有很多的追随者，这个是好的愿望还是不好的愿望？
I think this is a very common thing for people who are spiritually inclined in the spiritual path. You find this very often, that persons who are on the spiritual path want to become a teacher and have students.
他说在这个灵修的路上啊，这是一个很自然的事情，好像就是经常能看到的，就是在那个灵修的人，他最后他想成为那个灵性的老师，就是指导。
Let us ask Gordon Ryan to move.
那我们来问问 Gordon Ryan 好不
好？ What is your answer?
你的这个对那个问题的回答是什么？
Consider those that are spiritually inclined, really inclined, see this.Instead of becoming master, they want to become servants.
Those who are spiritually inclined, if they're really serious devotees, instead of wanting to be the master of many students, they'll themselves want to be students.
那那些个真正在灵性上特别进步的人呢，他实际上不想成为人家的老师，相反他想成为学生。
Then who will become masters?
那谁当老师呢？
That qualifies them to become master and they can be...
Then automatically they are become qualified for master.
由于他有这样的心态，他自然的就成为有资格的老师了。
You satisfied with that answer?
你们大家对这个答案满意吗？
满意。
That means that humility is very important.
这意味着谦卑这项品德是非常重要的。
When we give initiation,
当我们给启迪的时候，
When you get initiated,
当你得到启迪的时候，
you get a spiritual name,
你就会得到灵性的名字。
With the word das or dasi at the end.
那每一个灵性的名字后面都会加上 das, 男仆 dasi, 女仆后面的 das。
To always remind us that we are servants.
这样的话就始终地提醒我们，我们是仆人。
In fact, we say servant of the servant.
事实上，我们经常说的是仆人的仆人。
Have you got that book translated? Is it?
You might have translated
that one. They have the book already?
No.
Some chapters is
not. Some chapters
is not. Thank you.Kaiser, hurry
up. Kaiser, 快一点。那个仆人的仆人那本书，我交给马特哈瑞了。
There's a book that I wrote called Servant of the Servant.
那个灵性导师写了一本书，名字叫《仆人的仆人》。
And it teaches it in Manohari translation. Edited.
那本书呢是大陆的奉献者已经翻译好了，我们交给那个马努哈瑞，让他去重新再编辑一下，这个字什么让我们看看。
We only got through one verse, but let us see if there's any questions.
哦，他说你看时间吧，我们只是讲了一个时节，但现在看看大家有什么问题。他说他自己现在根本不知道今天是几号，是星期几。
So it depends on because here I have no university activities, so I don't need to know that.
那你看，因为他现在在这儿，根本跟那个就是不需要做那些个大学里头的那些事情，因此他根本不需要知道。
So it depends on your service.
他说因此是取决于一个人的奉爱服务是什么。
But if your service requires a great deal of material.Involvement, then you have to take precaution, spiritual precaution.
他说，如果一个人做的那个服务，他是必须要跟世俗的很多事情接触的话，他就应该特别的注意、留意那个世界上在发生什么事，要特别留意、小心。
What is that? Well, what endeavoring?
And then Devotee Das said, we read in Lilamrita, Prabhupada said, all the 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita must come out in 2 months. And also you are so very busy with the Juhu, fighting for the Juhu project. Yeah. So how good? Is it over and over again? How to understand?
那个塔布刚才就问，就是刚才讲那个师姐里有一个就是过度的操劳啊，这个事情过分的努力这件事情。那他说他读那个永恒的祝福啊，永恒祝福里头，他里面就是讲曾经有一次呢，他让那个大家在两个月的时间里头就把那个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 是很长很长的那个经典，两个月里就给他出版发行出来。 另外还有读到就是那个 Gurudev 曾经就是在那个叫珠海岸有一个建一个大庙，也是累的不行不行的，那这个怎么解释？这种过度的努力这怎么解释？
Chandava said to me.
Chandava 跟我说
that now there are so many new devotees in Taiwan, I'm getting no time for translation.
他说我跟他说现在在台湾有那么多的新奉献者，我就是已经没有时间去翻译书了。And
I feel very bad because I want to see Prabhupada's books be translated and published. What should I do?
那个我的感觉特别的不好，因为我也想看到就是说所有帕巴的书尽快的翻译出来出版出来，那这个时候应该怎么做呢？
I told her, don't worry so much about the translation. Give more time to take care of the devotees.
那 Gurudev 就告诉我说，不要那么在乎现在这个有多少时间翻译，应该把更多的时间去用来照顾新奉献者。
Because the purpose of the books is to make people devotees, and the devotees are now being sent by Krishna. You must take care of them.
因为那个本身这个书籍的目的就是为了培养奉献者。现在 Krishna 给你送了那么多奉献者来了，你必须去照顾。
Some of those who become devotees will help you later on in your translation and publishing work, and then it will go very fast.
那现在在座的各位，那些奉献者里头，今后有人成为很认真的奉献者的话，就会以某种方式来帮助我，就是翻译、出版所有这些书，那那个时候就会很快。So
in situations where we take on more service, if the guru gives us special protection, then we can handle it.
那只要是就是根据时间，就是那个情况啊，如果灵性导师就是给我们指示，而且给我们保护的话，那不管多繁重的任务，我们就可以承担下来。
I already had full-time service before I went to the university.
那当 Gurudev 到大学里头去写论文的那个时候呢，他已经是完全的所有的时间都要做服务，很忙。
Then on top of that, I took on another full service.
那结果呢，他在继续完成他以前的那个所有的时间的那个服务的同时，他又是有了另外一个服务。
So I asked my God brothers that you have to help me and look after me. To make sure everything will be all right for me.
那他就要求,
if I'm going to take on so much service, then you have to also help me in any way possible.
因为那个在大学里头写论文，实际上也是一个很艰苦的工作。那那个时候 Gurudev 就跟他的灵性兄弟就说，说你们必须要照顾我，让知道就是所发生的一切事情都是可以比较，就是不会出什么问题。否则如果要是有问题的话，那你们必须要帮助我。
The Bhagavad Gita calls this emergency service.
那个国家梵歌就是称他后来的那种服务叫做紧急的服务。
If your house is on fire,
如果你们家起火了,
are you going to say, oh, I haven't finished chanting my japa yet?
你有没有，你会不会说，啊，我还没念完呢，我先念完再说。
You have to do whatever is required at the time.
你必须根据当时的情况做所需要做的事情。
If it takes 2 days non-stop to put out the fire, you must continue to do that.
如果扑灭你们家的火需要2天的时间，你也必须先去灭火。Then
you can go and begin to chant it.
然后灭了火以后，你再继续念。But
if every day becomes an emergency.
但是呢，这样的话，每一天都成了紧急的了。如果每一天都是有很紧急的事情发生，
then you will lose your Krishna
consciousness. 那你就会失去你的Krishna意识。
So Prabhupada said for 2 months they could publish the books. They were working for 2 months a little bit neglecting other things. And with special care from Prabhupada, they were able to do it.
所以 Prabhupada 只要求说两个月之内把所有的那个 Chaitanya Charitamrita 全部都出版好，然后呢，到时候他们可以再做别的事情。
So it depends on the strength of the individual, how much they can push themselves and take risk.
这样的一个训示主要是到时候要取决于每一个个体的奉献者自己的那个能量有多大，到底能够就是推动自己到什么程度。
Just like Tirtharaj Prabhu, he has an internet business.
就像 Tirtharaj Prabhu, 他有那个网络的那个生意。
But it was taking so much time and so much effort that he feels if I can sell this business, it will be better for me because it's just too much endeavor.
但是呢，现在他的那个生意呀、啊，要花他的那么多的时间，那么多的努力，他现在就想。最好把这个给卖掉算了，这个生意，这个网站卖掉算了，这样好一些。
Or just like Vrindavaneshwari, she does some business for two or three months, and she felt I must get some spiritual rejuvenation.
就像另外一个
Vrindavaneshwari,
他呢做一项大的生意，就是需要两三个月，就是很辛苦的做，最后他就想了，我现在必须要有一些灵性的东西能够滋养我。
Just as you, most of you now understand how to adjust your life so your body is in good health.
就像你们现在大多数在座的人都知道怎么样能够把自己的生活给平衡好了，身体能够保持在一个好的状态。
So you have to become expert in adjusting your life so your spiritual health is always kept in an even way.
所以呢，大家也要变得就是开始精通，就是怎么样调整自己的生活，使自己的那个灵性生活能够得到保障。有其他的问题吗？
Okay, time is up.
时间到。
Today we will go for Ganga bath at 1. I'll be on time.
今天我们一点钟要去恒河沐浴，我这一次会准时的去。
And 7 o'clock we will have the kirtan again.
那七点钟我们会有这个 kirtan 在这。
Are you planning to go anywhere today or not yet? Oh yeah. Today, are we going to do it today? I haven't decided. He said today.
You are being a
little bit. Okay, you're going to. Okay.Today we have to put the ashes of one to go. So will the ladies be there also to see? What's the practice? No, they will not go. You have to wait for your next birth to come in.
我刚才就问他，今天因为本来就是听说要那个 Gurudev 他们一点钟要去恒河，然后把一个奉献者的骨灰撒到恒河里面去，要有仪式。我就问他，我们女生能不能去看？他说，北达传统说女生不能去。那林运早就说你不行，你们还得等下一生，就是得到一个男人的身体来说。
Better don't take another birth.
就是最好不要再有另外一生了。
Just go back to God after this part.
最好是在这一生以后直接回到 Krishna 那里。
All right, so today we are going to take the ashes of one of our devotees.
那今天呢，我们就会到恒河里去撒我们一个奉献者的骨灰。
We do not bury the body, we cremate the body when a person dies.
我们那个就是当一个人死了以后，我们不把人埋在那个土里了，我们是把它烧了。
Because that way the soul can get free from any attachment to the body.
这样的话，就烧火化的形式，就使得那个灵魂它不去依恋它的那个身体。
So, this devotee, he's a devotee from mainland China.
那我们今天要撒的那个骨灰的那个奉献者呢，他是大陆的奉献者。
His name is Namachaya.
他的名字叫 Namachaya.
Because he was always chanting so many rounds.
因为他一直他每天念很多很多圈。
From the time he began chanting, he was chanting 80 rounds every day.
他刚开始成为奉献者的时候，每天念八十圈。
Very faithful and good devotee.
他是一个非常信心坚定的好的奉献者。
And he passed away from having tuberculosis.
那他那个是因为结核呀，死了，被结核死。
Very, very sincere and faithful disciples. So today, myself and Nrisimha Maharaj and Girihari Maharaj and all the devotees will take his ashes and put them in the Ganges. Because the father and other relatives should do the last rites of the family.
那个，因为这个奉献者他是一个很真诚的，很好的一个奉献者。那因此呢，就是今天Gurudev 还有 Girihari Maharaj 还有Nrisimha Maharaj 还有很多其他的男士奉献者就会去恒河，就把那个骨灰给撒了。因为作为灵性的父亲，当他的家庭成员有死亡的时候，灵性的父亲他要照顾。